On today's show, Spike and Liz fight about racing their derby car against Skink at the biggest race of the year.
What's the matter? Don't you think I can beat him?
Oh, please, Spike. That's not what
that is it. What? You don't think I can beat him?
Hey, hold on a second. That derby car's half mine.
Yeah?
If we're not partners, that car doesn't run in the race, Spike.
Fine. I don't care. I don't have to race.
What?
I'm out of here.
Fine.
Find out what really happens coming up next. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Hello, and welcome to Kids Corner. We're just in time for Grandpa Anoli's church school class. Today, his lesson is from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. Always a good topic. Let's listen in.
Now, included in the Sermon on the Mount is a list of blessings that we call the Beatitudes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't like your Beatitude. I hear that every once in a while.
Oh, you sure do.
No, yeah. Liz, that's not what we're talking about.
Oh. Well, what are these blessings, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Well, there are several, and today we're only going to talk about one of them. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
Peacemakers?
Mm-hmm.
How does that apply to us?
Yeah, Grandpa, I don't get into fights.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time I even tried to punch somebody.
Well, there was that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, peacemaking is about more than war or fisticuffs. It's about living with others peacefully every day.
But I do that, Grandpa, so I still don't get how this applies to me.
Well, did you and your sister have an argument this last week?
Well, maybe one.
Liz.
Or four.
Yeah, that's more
Like well, those are the situations where we need to be peacemakers.
Oh.
Now, I know sometimes we like to see a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes we even like to join a good fight.
Oh,
maybe.
But Jesus said we'll be blessed if we make peace. So that means we don't fight when we're provoked. And we even try to keep others from fighting, too.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm cool with that. So what kind of goodies, blessings, are we talking about here?
Well, being blessed by God doesn't mean he's going to give you something you've always wanted.
No.
Or name a star after you, or anything huge like that.
He doesn't? Mm-mm. No, of course not.
Yeah, sometimes being blessed means that God is pleased with you and how you behaved.
Well, I do like the whole star named after you idea, though.
That's kind of
cool.
I'd rather have the God who created those stars be happy with me. Now, that's the real blessing.
Well, when you put it that way, of course I agree.
I'm glad, because I have a challenge for you.
What?
All of you.
Challenge? Like what?
Yep. For the next month, I want each of you to be peacemakers.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, cake. It'll be a cinch.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Why not?
Well, every one of us, no matter who we are or where we go, will find ourselves in situations where we'll have opportunities to not be a peacemaker. Now, your challenge is to bring peace to that situation. So what do you say? Up to the challenge?
Well, I think I could do it.
Look, I still say it's cake. I'm in.
Okay, you're on. You too.
I'll do it.
Come on,
sure.
we can do this. All right.
At KidsCorner.net, we believe that the Bible is one big story about God's love for his people.
You and I are part of God's big story.
So we've created this Bible study for kids and their families to learn that story.
Today, we call that story the Bible.
Watch each of the 7 animated videos and take the quizzes to learn more about the Bible.
Let's start your journey through the Bible together.
Complete the Bible study and you'll receive a free printable God's Big Story comic book.
Okay.
If it's your first time learning about the Bible, don't worry.
The Bible seems so huge.
There's lots of help along the way. And if you've read Bible stories before, you'll enjoy discovering even more about God's love for his people and you.
Okay, then we're God's people too?
Go to kidscorner.net and click on the God's Big Story Bible Study. Learn how God is calling you to live out your Christian faith every day. All for free. from kidscorner.net.
The next day, Liz and Lucille were back at school. During recess, Liz and Spike tossed a frisbee back and forth.
Okay, Liz, see if you can catch this heat.
Oh, that was good. Let's see if you can take this.
Whoa, that was good, but I bet you can't handle...
All you twerps can do. My grandmother throws harder than either of you.
Oh, yeah, what are you doing that's so great, Skink?
Well, haven't you heard? The town's putting on a soapbox derby. I'm gonna build the fastest go-kart in Tureen.
Okay, so you think you're gonna win?
You know anyone who can beat me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and Liz can beat you with one claw tied behind our back.
Oh, yeah.
Big talk, race runner, except there's a couple of problems with that theory.
Such as?
First, the cars are built for one rider, not two. And second, you guys are a bunch of dolts.
Skink, we'll build a car that'll run you into the dust.
All right.
You don't want your own derby car, Liz?
Nah, you're better at driving. I'm better at building.
Oh, yeah. Between Liz's building and my driving, we'll leave you and everyone else behind, Skink.
Oh, yeah.
Keep talking, slow-mo.
Hey.
That $100 first prize is gonna be mine.
What, $100?
Man, that's 50 bucks each.
Spike.
Good job, Math Whiz, but there's no way you guys are gonna win it.
You
guys couldn't win a foot race against a three-legged turtle.
Hey, keep talking like that, and you're gonna be a three-legged lizard.
Yeah, bring it on.
Come on, Spike. We got a derby to concentrate on.
Nah, concentrate all you want, losers. You're still gonna see me in the winner's circle.
Not if you see us there first.
Right.
Man, that guy burns me.
I know. Come on, forget him. Let's go build us a race car.
Yeah.
That afternoon, as Liz and Spike rode their bikes past the junkyard, they saw something they knew would help them win the big race.
Oh, look at those tires, Liz. They'd be perfect for our derby car.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's go ask Mr. Frytail if we can buy them.
Spike,
what?
I don't have any money for that. Remember, my allowance for the next few weeks is going to repair the patio door.
I still can't believe you did that.
Hey, was I supposed to know a homemade cannon would backfire so hard?
Well, maybe not, but you should have known that a big glass door wasn't the best backstop
in
the world.
Yeah, all right. Oh, here comes Mr. Frytail.
Hello, boys. See something you like? Easy, Goober.
Hey, we were just looking at those wheels there.
Yeah, we want to build a soapbox derby car.
Yeah, you know, more like a go-kart.
Yeah, only without the engine, like a soapbox derby car.
Yeah, well, only without the soapbox.
Well, yeah.
Sick, Goober. Good boy. So, you think those tires there are what you're looking for, eh?
Oh, they're perfect. Not too big.
Not too small.
And still in great condition.
Oh, believe me, that had not escaped our notice. I suppose you're going to want a lot of money for them?
Well, things have been a little slow around the yard lately. Other than Goober, you're the first folk I've talked to in about 4 days.
Oh.
You know, maybe some advertising.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what I was thinking, young fella. So here's my pitch. You put a nice ad for my junkyard on the side of your derby car, and I'll let you have those wheels for free.
Say what?
You heard me. You can take them with you right now if you advertise for me. Like one of those expensive racing cars you kids seem to like so much.
Man, it's a deal. Wow, our first sponsor, Liz.
So early in my racing career, and I'm already selling out.
Goober, if these boys do well, we'll be eating gravy again real soon.
While Liz and Spike were collecting their new tires, Lucille was at home, wondering how she could answer Grandpa Anoli's challenge when her mother walked up.
Now that's a face of intense concentration. You're going to give yourself a headache if you keep furrowing your brow like that.
I can't help it. Grandpa's challenge has me stumped. I thought about it all day today at school and just waited for an opportunity, but nothing came up.
Sounds like an opportunity just pulled up next door.
Mrs. Trollscales? Is she fighting with someone again?
Only you.
Huh?
Being a peacemaker doesn't mean just settling disputes between two other people. It also means you settle disputes between you and others as well.
Oh, but Mom...
You and I both know that Mrs. Trollscales dislikes you for no good reason, so it's up to you to make an effort to patch things up between you.
But Mom, she's crazy.
And a great opportunity for peacemaking.
Okay, I'll go talk to her.
By the time Lucille got outside, Mrs. Trollscales was already out of her car and carrying a bag of groceries to her house.
Can I help you with that, Mrs. Trollscales?
What? Oh, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that all you have time for?
Huh?
Going around scaring helpless women into having heart attacks?
I didn't mean to scare you. I would help you if you want.
Well, I don't want. What I do want is for you and your friends to leave me alone.
Me and my friends?
Oh, those cronies of yours that go around playing prank phone calls on me at all hours of the night. Last night they called me 6 times and asked if I'd ordered the spicy spider leg pizza. Oh, of all the gall. I've never eaten spider legs on my pizza. I like it with just cheese. Cheese and grasshopper wings. And berry sauce.
Well, those weren't my friends, Mrs. Trollscales. They wouldn't do that.
Oh, sure they would.
No.
They're kids, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but not all kids play pranks.
Oh, I was young once, Missy. I know just what kids do. You can't trust the best of them.
I'd still like to help you. Maybe I could rake your leaves in the yard or something.
Oh, whoa, right
what?
There.
What?
The day I let you come near my prize-winning electric blue hybrid grass with a sharp implement. Trust me, girly. The best thing for you to do would be to about face and get back on your own property double quick.
Well, all right.
As Lucille continued to try to get on Mrs. Trollscale's good side, Spike and Liz worked hard to get their race car ready for the big race.
You know what I think?
Nope.
I think these are some totally sweet wheels.
Oh, yeah. And the rest of the car is pretty cool, too.
Oh, yeah.
Ha! That's it? That's the go-kart you think's gonna beat mine?
No, I know this is gonna beat your skin.
Yep.
Yeah, well, if it does, and I ain't saying it will, it's only because you two got those tires from Mr. Frytail before I did.
Yeah. You snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Hey, you're gonna be snoozing pretty soon if you keep talking like that.
Okay, all right, come on, guys. There's no need to fight. We'll settle this on the race course next week.
Yeah, you better believe we will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cream you like corn, Skink.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that.
Oh, yes, we will. Next Saturday.
At just about the same time, Lucille was trying to extend another olive branch to Mrs. Trollscales.
Well, I sure hope this works.
What do you want? You didn't walk across my grass, did you?
No. I used the sidewalk.
Oh, well, do the same when you leave, too.
Well, okay. I remember you said the other day that you like cheese pizza, so I brought you a couple pieces that my sister Laura and I just made.
Just because I said I liked it doesn't mean I can eat it. I'm lactose intolerant. If I eat that pizza, my stomach will explode.
I'm really sorry. I didn't think about that.
Well, yes, that's the problem, isn't it?
I also brought this bag of cookies I made of myself.
What are you trying to do? Poison me? Why are you always trying to get me to eat your food?
Well, I'm just...
Oh, forget it, short stuff. I don't want your poison. And stay off of my grass!
Over the next 2 days, Liz and Spike rebuilt their race car in Spike's garage. They pounded out every dent and tightened every screw. They even gave it a name.
The Century Phoenix.
Awesome.
On the Wednesday before the race, they sat in the garage after school to discuss their winning strategy.
Okay, stay ahead of the other cars.
Oh, yeah. A winning strategy.
I thought so.
You guys still aren't gonna beat me. Not in that rattle trap bucket of bolts.
Rattle trap? You're talking about the Century Phoenix.
Century Phoenix?
Yeah.
Sounds like a passenger train.
Oh, ugh,
there's no way it'll beat the Flaming Iguana.
Oh, yes.
Not with you driving it. You should have left that go-kart of yours in the trash pile.
Skink.
That's what it is,
right,
trash.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that if you didn't have the iguanas backing you
guys.
Up.
Well, there are no iguanas around right now, tough guy. Think you got what it takes?
Anytime.
Hey,
yeah, bring it on.
Spike, take it easy, guys.
Let go of me, Liz. What are you doing?
Saving you from a world of hurt.
Skink,
oh, yeah?
Come on. Will settle this on the race course.
I want to settle it now.
Now, come on, Spike. Save it for the race.
Yeah, I thought so. See you on the hill. chumps. Get out of here,
Liz. How come every time I'm ready to mix it up with Skink, you stick your nose in and stop me?
Well, how come you want to fight him so bad?
Because he's a creep.
Well, yeah, but...
He's always doing something to us. You, of all lizards, should know that he's a bad seed.
Look, Spike, I just don't think fighting him is going to solve our disagreements.
Solve our disagreements?
Yeah.
What are you, some sort of camp counselor?
Come on.
What's the matter? Don't you think I can beat him?
Oh, please, Spike. That's not what
that
I...
That is it. What? You don't think I can beat him.
I never said that.
You didn't have to. I could see it in your eyes.
What? Spike, you're not making any sense.
Hey, if you think I'm so weak, why did we partner up on this derby car?
Wait, what does one thing have to do with the other?
Everything.
What?
I can't be partners with someone who thinks I'm weak.
Hey, hold on a second. That derby car's half mine.
Yeah?
If we're not partners, that car doesn't run in the race, Spike.
Fine. I don't care. I don't have to race.
What?
I'm out of here.
Fine.
Hey, wait a minute. This is my house. You get out of here.
That night, Lucille was doing her homework in her room when she heard something outside at Mrs. Trollscale's house.
Now what's going on?
She looked out her window and saw Skink and the iguanas teepeeing her neighbor's front yard.
Oh, great!
Lucille ran outside and over to Mrs. Trollscale's.
Skink, what are you doing?
What does it look like we're doing? We're teepeeing Trollscale's house.
You're making the prank phone calls too, aren't you?
Did you order the spicy spider leg of pizza?
Cut it out. Why are you tormenting this lady?
Because she's always yelling at us. She drives by when we're sitting at the park and tells us to get a job.
Well, still, that's no reason to do that.
Floodlights. Come on, guys. Iguanas, out of here. Scatter. Vamos.
Who's walking on my grass?
I am.
How did I know I was going to find you here?
Oh, but I didn't do this. It was the iguanas.
Say it. You can explain it all to your parents. March, young lady.
I don't believe this.
Liz and Lucille were both finding out how difficult it was to be a peacemaker. Now Liz was struggling with his best friend. The day before the big race, he decided he needed to talk to Spike. Liz found him on the tires in the playground.
Spike!
Back off, Lacerda. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
But I have something to say to you. You owe me that much at least.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't want to fight with you, Spike. You're my friend. You're my best friend.
Yeah, so how come you stopped me from wiping the floor with Skink?
A couple weeks ago, I was in Grandpa Noli's church school class, and he challenged us to be peacemakers. I was just trying to do that.
What?
Yeah.
You mean you wanted to cream Skink, too?
Of course I did. I was just trying to resist it. Look, I just think that if you want to show Skink up, there are better ways to do it than fighting with him.
Like what?
Like climbing into the Century Phoenix and beating him in the race tomorrow.
You really think so?
Oh, yeah. That's what you two have been at each other about anyway. If you beat him on Swirling Eddie Drive, he's got nothing to say anymore.
Yeah, well, something tells me he'll come up with something.
Yeah, well, we can worry about that later. Right now, we have a race to think about. Come on, Spike, what do you say?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
You win, I'll do it.
All right, the Century Phoenix is back in the race.
The next day, all of Tureen turned out to watch the first annual Soapbox Derby. Swirling Eddie Drive was packed with lizards, all waiting to see who would be racing in the big race. Both Spike, driving the Century Phoenix, and Skink, driving his flaming iguana, won the qualifying races easily. So just before noon, the cars were being lined up for the final race.
Oh, this is it, Spike. Just one more race and we're done.
Well, if it's anything like the last race, it won't be a problem.
Well, it's not gonna be like the last race. Yeah. This time you have to beat me, and that just ain't gonna happen.
Just watch my taillights, Big Mom.
Why wait for the race? Put them up. We can settle this right now.
No, we'll settle it on the racetrack. That's where you'll get my game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Oh, way to go, Spike. Don't let him get to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, and lizards of all ages, welcome again to the Soapbox Derby, sponsored by Shanghai Pebble Laundry Soap, the sweetest smelling soap in your house. Here's the lineup for the championship race. In lane one, Howard Knuckletail will be driving the Komodo Screamer. In lane two, the Flaming Iguana, driven by Skink. In lane three, Spike Race Runner will be driving the Century Phoenix.
More like Spike Race Loser.
Hey. Don't listen to him, Spike.
And in lane four, Melvin Clawtooth will be driving his car, Betty.
Stick it to him, Spike. Right, Cooper?
The cars are at the line. They're ready to go.
All right, Spike. You can do this. Just focus.
Yeah, right. Focus.
Okay.
Good.
I'll see you at the bottom of the hill.
If he makes it to the bottom.
Oh, I'll be down there accepting a trophy before you even get there, Skink.
Yeah.
And they're off.
The Century Phoenix rolled down the hill, gaining speed. The other three carts rolled alongside.
All right. Let's see what we can do.
Melvin Clawtooth and Betty are out.
All right, one less I have to worry about.
Yeah, worry about this, Spike.
Hey, watch it. You nearly hit me, Skink.
No, don't, Chowderbrain. I'm trying to take you out.
Yeah, well, meanwhile, Howard's pulling away from both of us. Look.
Hey. Oh, I'll take care of him.
It looks like Howard Knucklebomb is out of the race. The Komodo Screamer is seriously damaged. Skink is a maniac out there. And Spike Race Runner in the Century Phoenix is back in the lead.
Yeah, baby.
Hey.
Yeah. There's no way you'll catch me now, Skink. Ha ha. I'm gonna win.
And the Century Phoenix is the winner. We're here with the winner, Spike Race Runner, and his car, the Century Phoenix.
Oh, man, this is great!
To what do you credit your spectacular win?
Well, first, my best friend Liz, who helped me build the Century Phoenix. He also helped me keep focus, so I didn't do something stupid.
Oh, thanks, Spike.
Now that you won the Soapbox Derby, Spike Race Runner, what are you gonna do?
We're going to Lizard World!
The next day, Liz and Lucille were back in Grandpa Anoli's church school class.
I wanted to touch base and find out how your peacemaking's going. Not as easy as you thought it'd be, is it?
Oh, it's not easy at all, but I did find out how great it is when you do it.
Good for you, Liz. Yeah. And congratulations for keeping Spike and Skink from punching each other's lights out, by the way.
Thank you. For the time being, of course.
Well, how are you doing, Lucille?
Oh, I'm having a really hard time with this, Grandpa.
Oh?
Yeah, my neighbor, Mrs. Trillscales, she's always mad at me for something. So I decided to try and make peace with her. But no matter what I do, she still just hollers at me. The other day, she even told my mother that I TP'd her house when the iguanas did it.
Oh, now that figures.
Yeah.
What'd your mom say?
Well, she knew I didn't do it. I'd been doing my homework all night.
That's good.
I'm trying to be a peacemaker with her. I really am, but she makes it so hard.
Well,
yeah, she's scary.
Jesus said, suppose you do good to those who are good to you. Should anyone praise you? You see, even sinners do that.
Oh, wow.
I know it's tough being peaceful with people who don't want peace.
Oh, yeah.
In the end, it's more satisfying.
Yeah,
but I failed, Grandpa.
No, you didn't. As long as you don't respond to Mrs. Trollscales in anger, I think that makes you a peacemaker.
Really?
God knows what's in your heart. So my challenge to you is still out there. Will you keep accepting it?
I will.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
It isn't always easy to be a peacemaker, especially when you run into folks like Skink and Mrs. Trollscales. But that doesn't mean we should stop trying. Like Grandpa Anoli said, God knows what's in our hearts, even if the folks we're trying to make peace with don't. Pleasing God is the most important thing.
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends. Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That way.
was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/Kids Corner Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.